PEPFAR was really born of the best of intentions and was sort of maybe one of the most sort of brilliant, innovative globalization ideas, which is that the developed nations of the world and us, the US, could use taxpayer dollars to buy low-cost generics from India and send it to Africa to address the AIDS crisis. So, in that sense, it was really remarkably innovative.
So George W. Bush announced the intention of PEPFAR during 02, 03, and this creates a little bit of a tension within the administration, right? Because how are you going to fund? Well, the question isn't how you're going to fund it, it's what are you going to buy?
Right. So it was the low cost of Indian generics that made PEPFAR possible. It was based on that concept that the price of the AIDS drugs had fallen down to about a dollar a day, which allowed a taxpayer-funded program to send these AIDS drugs to Africa, which was reeling from the AIDS crisis. You had basically an entire continent under a death sentence. But then the question inside the administration was, how do you guarantee the quality? And, Scott Gottlieb at that point was in the Bush White House.
It's a great line in your book about how he referred to generics. He refused to call them generics. He referred to them as counterfeits.
Right. And there were people on the other side of the aisle who were saying the World Health Organization, they can come in and inspect these plants and certify them, and those are going to be fine. And the view of Gottlieb and other people was, what's who going to do? That's just like some guy in a back room in Yugoslavia with a couple of people helping him who are going to go into these plants and verify the quality. So the idea was created